Because tomorrow is, of course, Matariki for a lot of people. The hautapu up at Ngāti Whātua Ki Orake is in the morning. There's hautapu occurring right across this beautiful country of ours. And it is a beautiful country, irrespective of what these hua's at these laissez-faire sort of political parties might say. It is a beautiful country, and Māori culture are beautiful people and a beautiful culture. So why not? Let's now go talk about the stars. I always thought I should have been a lead actor on the latest Star Trek movies. Mind you, I also thought that I could be a gym bunny for a while until I discovered the gym card in my wallet was just there for show. We are joined by Oriwa Karinolokia to talk about the Te Whatu Stardome. Oh, I'm excited about this one. Oriwa, welcome.
Kia ora, thank you.
I'm on fire this morning. I'm on fire. Maybe not a chicken fire, but I'm on fire. Hey, happy Matariki to
great
start
year.
Off with. You know, what I love about Matariki, I mean, I'm a big fan of everything from Mātauranga to the Maramataka and Tamia, but Matariki is this beautiful, rich, it is ours, I mean, irrespective of what people say about, is it pronounced Pleiades?
Pleiades,
that's
yes.
The one. See, I'm not really well versed in the art of Greek culture as much as I am in fried chicken, of course, but the thing is, it's ours. It's uniquely ours. It's our interpretation of things. It's what guide us, our stars. I've got a question for you. I mean, you know, Matariki, it holds both cultural and astronomical significance. What do you most enjoy about helping people understand the science of the star cluster alongside its importance to Te Ao Māori? Tell us a little story.
Okay. Well, Matariki, I like your kōrero about it being ours, and I think a lot of people around the world feel that way. They look to Matariki. There are lots of different names for Matariki all over the world because of its position in the sky. It's in a really, really significant position, and also because of its appearance. It's got a really unique appearance in the sky. It's the only thing that looks like that. And so, although, yes, it is ours, we get to look at Matariki, and we have made our own meaning for what this cluster of stars is based on where and when we are, which is, of course, really beautiful for us because this Mātauranga comes from here and is for here. That's really unique. You know, it's not like other holidays that are imported from the other side of the world. It's for here, from here, and it speaks to what is happening here. And that's something that we can hold on to and we can be really proud of. So I love to share that. But I also think it's so cool that Matariki is, all over the Pacific, Matariki is also known as Matariki, or like a slight variation in the dialect or whatever, Makali'i, Matali'i, etc. And may symbolize different things depending on where you are in the world. You go further out, there's an Aboriginal story about Matariki being seven sisters. It's also a Greek story. I met someone from Okinawa recently who told me that Matariki there is called Muribushi, and I don't know the Purako they have around there, but basically Matariki has so many names all over the world. It is important to so many cultures all over the world, which I think is really special. So our version, of course, is the best.
Well, I think it is too. I'm with you, fanboy. But you know, I've noticed we're also beginning to build our own more modern traditions around it. For example, my mum and my little brother came up from Pōneke this week and stayed with us, and all of a sudden we're creating little kai menus for the week and putting out photos of our loved ones that have passed on, and you know, on my wall in my home office I've got my nan and my pop, my dad and my first partner who passed away many years ago. We've got all of this love, if you like, but these new traditions that are building up. And then I said to my little, now I was being very naughty, I turned around to my little brother and mum and said, oh, so what did you get me for Matariki? Like it's Christmas all of a sudden, right? And and of course, I didn't get them anything because I was just making it up to see if I'd get a prezi. But I mean, it is uniquely our own tradition. Anyway, somebody said to me, "What do you give somebody on Matariki?" And I said, "Well, what you don't do is give them a used lotto ticket, son. That's what you don't do. Don't give them a lotto ticket where you've dabbed out all the numbers that you kind of like got but didn't make it enough to get three numbers in the Powerball." But it seems to me that's our opportunity to create these new modern traditions built around something so uniquely us, whether it is inclusive of the mātauranga, the maramataka, or the deeper meaning of Matariki, right?
Yeah, I think that Matariki is a really cool opportunity for us to make our own traditions, as you say. Personally, I don't think it needs to go into the realm of gift giving. If the movement compels you, like ka pai, ka a koe, but I think that like what it means to me anyway, is it's a time to spend with your loved ones. Obviously, you know, remember your loved ones who have gone. Be with your loved ones who are there. And I think that's the best thing that you can give anyone during Matariki is your time and your love, and probably also a nice kai.
That's the one. That's the one.
As well as planning for the future, you know.
To be fair, I was hoping for some crayfish. I was hoping for a parwa or two. I mean, you know, I must admit, I'm really hoping that this doesn't go down the pathway of consumerism. We're putting up these bloody pine trees and our houses smell of Temu because we've decided that it's better to get one of those plastic Christmas trees than the pine tree. Don't get me started. Hey, but Te Patu Stado Matariki Open Day, that attracts huge interest every single year. We've done it. I think it's amazing. What activities and experiences are you most excited for visitors to enjoy this year?
Yeah, okay. So we're doing something different this year, and it's been really, really cool so far. It's called Matariki Maurito. So it's a guided meditation experience in the planetarium, so under the stars, journeying through space while our facilitator, Christina Cavett, who's an incredible meditation guide. She's the founder of the Kindness Institute, amazing person, guides you through this meditation related to Matariki in the planetarium, which is happening this Sunday morning and the following Sunday, two more days of that left. We've got a self-guided hikoi that we've made up Maunga Kia Kia, which I went up today and saw Matariki. On that self-guided hikoi, we've got signs and like reflective lights or reflective strips. We're trying to keep the lights down low because obviously the more light we produce, the harder it is to see the stars. Mm. So you can come up Maunga Kia Kia and view Matariki for yourself, which is a lovely thing to do. Tomorrow, on the public holiday, we've got a free open day. You can come in and you can see one of our short Matariki shows. You do need to book for those, but I'm pretty sure there's still lots of space. We're also going to have food trucks here for the day. We've got our regular Matariki programming, Whetū o te Tauhou, which is a really, really good way. If you feel like you don't know enough about Matariki, some people are still catching up, that's a really good one to go to get a nice kind of understanding of Matariki and the new year. We've got music, we've got Matariki Navigators, we've got Great South playing tonight in the planetarium. We've got Mara TK and Iris Little playing on the 16th. And Jordan with a Y playing on the 23rd of this month, which is also really cool. Those events are free. Music also in the planetarium under the stars. Really, really beautiful, special experience, which is also free, which is so nice. Hmm. And then lastly, I've got a lot. Lastly, every Tuesday night is a show that I host called Ngā Whetū or Takurua. So at the moment, it's Takurua because we're in the season of winter. But that's a seasonal Māori astronomy show that I run every Tuesday night, which is also good if you kind of want to go beyond Matariki and learn more about the stars of the season.
That just sounds awesome. I mean, because, and what I love about this is there are activities that are free for whānau to go and see and listen to and enjoy, because let's face it, there's a lot of people out there with not a huge amount of pūtea at the moment, but kapai. And of course, you can go to stardome.org.nz for all of the information. You can go there to book, and we're going to be putting this up on our Facebook page as well. And now I've got one last question for you, and I can't help myself. As you know, I know you say, what was that artist with a Y that you mentioned?
Jordan with a Y.
Well, I'm Matthew with a T. That's how old I am. I didn't even know who Jordan with a Y was. How very sad am I?
That's okay.
But see, I must admit, I'm a sci-fi geek, right? I love everything from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy to The Day of the Triffids. And I always, as a little boy, I wanted to be an astronomer. Let's face it, I was no good at maths, I was no good at physics, I was really good at wagging school, but I wanted to be an astronomer. I can ask you the question, how important is it to see Indigenous knowledge and modern astronomy working together? Is this Matariki, or a component of Matariki, also inspiring more of our young people to become astronomers or to be more interested in science and space?
Kia ora for that question. I think that seeing Mātauranga and Indigenous knowledge in science spaces is crucial. It's not just a nice to have. I think it's absolutely crucial, because our knowledge that we have is a whole different perspective and a really important perspective that science doesn't have. Science doesn't have the depth of understanding that we as Indigenous people hold. And I think that we have invaluable insights. So absolutely, Matariki is a perfect time to take stock of all of that, to remember who we are and to go out and observe. That's the most important thing at this time, is just to be in the tiao and observe what we can see in front of us and find the meaning that brings. And as well as for inspiring the rangatahi, absolutely, yeah, come to Te Whatu Stardome. We actually have an internship running for rangatahi called Taharangi Ho.
Oh, nice.
Over the school holidays. So over the next school holidays, if you have any rangatahi interested, or if you're rangatahi interested, you can hit us up to apply for an internship as well.
Well, of course, and I say get them young. Go for those five-year-olds and six-year-olds. Inspire them not only to be astronauts, but astronomers. It's not all whānau about star trekking across the universe. There's a song I'm going to find on YouTube. But it is about inspiring us through the connection to our Indigenous knowledge and also our identity. Wouldn't that be great? It's in our DNA, searching the stars, looking up to the skies and navigation. It's in our DNA. Hey, Orewa, thank you so much for coming on. And manawatea a Matariki. Wow, Stardome, there it is. It's a great adventure. And also, it's not just about what's going on at Matariki. Get in there, get involved, talk to your local outfit wherever you are across the Mutu. But we will put stardome.org.nz up on our Facebook page.